this house here. It was the Forrester's Hall. And before that, again, it was Tiernan's, family of Tiernan's lived in it. And they were from, their, all their people was in Dublin, only one, George Tiernan, that remained here. And then he lived out there in the little house in the yard until he died in Manor Hamilton. At that time, all the dances would be in this. There wasn't that many dance halls around, of course, now, and there was the one, the dance hall out in Annadoff. Mm-hmm. And the crowd from over our side would go to that place. My brother and I used to play music, you see, and there was no bands that time. It's only they'd gather up crowds of the musicians around the place. Mm-hmm. And there was a good few musicians around Annadoff as well. I put all that in the garage in one time. I was writing all the names. They might have to go back in the garage, you know, to think of the names of them, that. But what else?
Well, the dances now here, would have been Sinn Féin ceilidhs in that here, or was it?
Oh, it was all, you know, all sets and ceilidhs. The first thing that we called out when you're coming to a dance was the four-hand reel. And then there was valises and all-time waltzes and half sets. And after the war, some of the crowd brought in lancers, which of course wasn't before that at all.
Yeah, new style of
dancing, and there was a grand march lancers and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Being a, but the dances here used to be out on their own. There would be a little platform put up on the side halfway in the hall, you know, and there'd be a certain amount of musicians, four at least, to be put up together. Ones that was in the habit of playing together, you know, on that game. But then four more would be put up when they'd be an hour or two. The dancers used to go on till 6 o'clock in the morning. That's but it could, they'd be only maybe once a month or maybe not that often either. Mm-hmm. Now and again, then in Annadoff Hall there used to be a ball every year. I remember the first ball was in Annadoff when the hall was opened. It was an uncle of mine that built the hall in Annadoff, and his family, like, they were all masons and carpenters and everything. And the first ball that was in it, the girls got in for 1 and 6 pence if they were paying for themselves. No, half a crown if they were paying for themselves, and 1 and 6 pence if a man brought them in, and 3 and 6 pence for the boy. That was for the the ball. It was 5 shillings double. And of course there was everything and anything, ham and everything that you could think of. And there was a lovely supper room in it, and everything, every John Tom Fortnum in Annadoff was the MC always at those functions. And you had to keep going round in a, you know,
in a circle.
Well, not altogether in a circle, but in the you kept along by the wall and kept round about. You darned go into the middle. If you were going to go into the middle to rush through the crowd, you were put off the floor. And when the boys went in, the first thing they had to do was hang up their caps all round about. And there was cloakrooms on the stage for a little boxes for the girls to put their coats into. And everything was carried out so nice, besides the rough and tumble that's now. Mm-hmm. And then he'd have a list of the dances about that length, what they were, and the fellas would go round and, can I have such a dance with you? Mark it off. At that time. And
you booked your dance, in other words.
Well, if you weren't able to dance with them at the time they'd come, they'd mark down the one in later on. Yeah. And the girls always sat on the side next to the road at the hall, and the boys were in front of the door. They never mixed across, you know, at all. When the dancing would go on, the boys would ask the girl from the far side of the hall.
These, the balls you're talking about, there wouldn't be Hibernian balls now, would there be?
It would be a Forrester's one that would be here, see, in this hall. But it was out there, it was the Hibernians built the hall. It was, and there would be Hibernian halls, or Hibernian And at first, before the supper room was fixed, the tea used to be given in fardels, don't you know, the forge?
Yeah, Tom Fardels.
Tom Fardels, yeah.